Hello and welcome. I am your host, Christy Brandt, and this is In Business Shelby County. Thank you to Echo Effect for providing us with this audio recording. Echo is located in Shelbyville at 102 East Washington. And if you haven't been here before, this place literally has it all. It has full-on audio recording, band performance, movies, karaoke. You can book your corporate event here. You can book your birthday party here. You can book a lock-in here. You can really do it all in this venue, and it can all be on tape. I will note that while they are providing the audio, the Football Follies version of this will be on YouTube, being recorded from my iPhone. So no judgment on Echo Effect for that. This podcast is put together just to feature local professionals living and blazing a trail straight out of Shelbyville. And yes, I said it. I'll say it again. I do mean Shelbyville, Indiana. So be excited. Like, share, and follow. You do not want to miss this. For those that are interested in partnering with young professionals, people that are blazing their trail here in Shelbyville, are looking to help others leverage their own business, connect with us. We are definitely the place to partner if you are a digital or CRM consultant. If you are a digital tool or CRM, definitely look us up. You might be a money guru ready to help other people take their wealth to the next level, or a professional or personal development agent helping other people grow. We need you. You will also be able to realize the impact that you have on business in real time with this podcast. So with that, let's meet our guest. Welcome to Heather Sparks. She's business owner and brewpreneur. And I'll say the it girl of Shelbyville, really. So can you tell us how things got started with bourbons and brews?
I think it really all started at Cagney's because I started there at 14.
Wow.
Moved up the ranks, ended up wanting to be in the bar. And it, you know, that's where the passion came for spirits and mixology and, you know, just even a nice cold beer. For me, you know, I always got those calls. Hey, can you bartend my cousin's wedding? Hey, we're going to do this. Can you do this? All these things on the side. And then I feel like once I really, you know, committed to like, yeah, I can do that. And I got outside of Shelby County. I found out really fast that Shelby County was not necessarily following the liquor laws.
Oh.
And that there was way more to it than what any of us thought. So I started doing research and realized, you know, there is licensing, there's insurance, there's permits, there's, you know, all these things that are needed to make an event happen. And really started kind of educating venues around here, business owners, and on the liquor laws. And, you know, that's kind of when I approached Scott Ferguson, who at the time was my boss, and with this crazy idea, let's start a mobile bartending business. And he said, sure, nope, whatever you want. You know, it was no big deal to him. And I think that neither one of us thought it would be what it is today. We thought we would do a few events a year, be on hand if someone local needed it. Well, I think it kind of blew up faster than either of us expected.
Yeah, because so, you guys are doing everything kind of all over the state. I feel like I see you all over.
We are all over. Right now we're traveling basically Lafayette to Bloomington. We'll have up to, you know, four or five events going on one night all over the state. So it's been absolute chaos.
And so you're managing all of this yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, the first 2 years I was at events every weekend. So not only was I managing everything behind the scenes, but I was going and working these events as well. Plus, still working at Cagney's. Plus, taking care of my kids and my house and running them to sports. I have two boys and they're, you know, they're both in sports. So I call my life chaos in a cup, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
So bourbons and brews, which of the two? Are you a bourboner?
I am a
drinker or brewer?
I am a bourboner.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's your preferred?
My favorite, believe it or not, is just a very simple Basil Hayden. That's my go-to. I'm not opposed to trying new things. I try to try a lot of new bourbon, especially, you know, being able to want to give people advice on, you know, the selections they choose. But definitely Basil Hayden's my go-to.
Wow. So do you just drink it straight up or do you do it iced or?
I like old fashions or I'll either drink it on the rocks.
Okay. Are you a fan of the big ice cubes that...
Believe it or not, I'm not a huge fan of the big ice cubes. I know that, you know, obviously they look great and everybody likes them. I prefer just regular ice.
Just regular ice. That is nice. So corporate events is new on your radar, or is it just new on seeing it on your Instagram?
No, it's been on, I feel like we're doing a lot more this year. You know, we don't really advertise much. It's pretty much word of mouth. You know, you go to one venue and you work with a, you know, a company, and then they refer a sister company, and it just kind of trickles down. And I feel like the corporate events every year get more and more, you know, they book them more and more.
Yeah, well, your staff, I've attended several events where you guys have been putting on the bar. And I have to say, they are like the, and don't take this like in a bad way, the New York Patriots would always just look so crisp in their uniforms. And that's how I, like, your staff is just always put together. Yeah. Everybody, you know, is tailored. It's not, no shirts are untucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just a nice professional service. Signage is out.
Absolutely.
You help the bride or whoever the host is and let people know, you know, this is what's being offered. There's, you know, mm-hmm. no hidden rules or anything. Yep. And, you know, of course, everyone's kind. But I would say just the professionalism that comes with the service that you're providing, hands down, is I'm old school customer service, mm-hmm. Worked in sales for restaurants early in my 20s. And there's nothing better to me than a tucked-in shirt.
Yeah. And that's something we definitely strive for. I feel like, you know, obviously customer service is number one, but transparency and being flexible. Like, that's one thing I've learned that other companies that do what we do don't necessarily do. Like, it's just a very set. Like, you want it, you know, it's $50 a person, you get this. Like, you don't have choices. Like, we are very flexible as far as building, like, a package that suits what you need. You know, we do open bars, we do cash bars, we do hybrid, which is a mixture of both. You might want to offer, you know, a free signature drink, but then they don't want to get stuck paying for everyone's drinks. So have that cash bar option on there as well. So I feel like that really sets us apart as well, is just being, you know, flexible and professional and having fun. And we try to do all of the above.
Yeah. So, okay. So grew up pretty much at Cagney's.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn the business?
Mr. Ferguson
taught you all of this?
I mean, yes and no. I think obviously being in the industry and doing it, you're learning a lot. But I mean, I watched him manage that restaurant. I watched him, you know, cook. I've watched him just be a businessman. Like, you know, I've watched the politics side of, you know, city council, being mayor, so many, you know, terms. I just feel like him and I can relate because both of our lives revolve around, you know, pleasing and taking care of other people. And I feel like I probably wouldn't be where I was today without watching him do that for all those years.
Wow.
I mean, it'll be 26 years this year that I've been there, so.
That's incredible. I mean, I remember you from Cagney's probably when you were 14.
Oh, yeah.
I swear every time I go in there, I'm still looking for that crew.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know anybody that works here anymore. And it's like, yeah, Chrissy, you haven't known anyone that worked there for a long time.
Right.
None of those girls went to school with you.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard. It's really hard to keep good help, you know? It is. And I feel like Scott's very lucky. He has a great crew that works there. And it's, you know, he's doing a great job.
It's definitely a flagship of Shelbyville.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love that you are right next to it. So mm-hmm. you have a storefront, or
yeah.
do people come in and book there or take
so appointments? We do. Obviously, that's where, like, we store all of our, you know, equipment, and we have an ice maker and, you know, all of our mixers, our spirits, our, you know, beer. But we also have the front space was originally a photography studio. Sandy Hardesty Photography does, you know, her photo shoots there. And when the bigger we got, you know, I had just had a little room in the back at the beginning. And I was like, I finally had to have that conversation. I'm like, Sandy, this thing is way bigger than I thought. Like, I need more space. Like, I don't want to push you out. Like, so it was great because her and I just sat down and, you know, we worked our schedules together. So it's kind of like she has a, you know, a shoot, then I stay out and I might have a drink tasting. Like, I bring my clients, especially
cool.
brides and grooms there, excuse me, that, you know, want signature cocktails, but they don't know what they want. So I invite them to the space and we do like a signature cocktail tasting and let them kind of decide what's going to be on the menu. And so it's nice to have like the best of both worlds. And plus, you know, Sandy gets advertising as well, because right. they might need a photographer for the, you know, for the wedding. So
yeah, that's nice. Very nice setup. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the creating the signature cocktail experience. I mean, do you have like a list of questions?
And I do. I down a, you know,
yes
I,
or no map.
Kind of. Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously, the number one thing is there a certain spirit you want to feature or stay away from? That's my number one question to them. And then once I get that kind of feeling of what they like, what their friends and family like, that's when I kind of just brainstorm, and I usually, you know, come up with usually five different cocktails for them to sample. Usually most of them are doing a his and a hers cocktail, so they'll choose two. So
that's what's chosen the most? What do you feel like you're mixing the most?
We have two cocktails that stand out year round. Our fall and winter cocktail is probably a caramel apple cider.
Oh,
it has what's a in that? Kissed caramel vodka and spiced apple cider. And then our summertime this past year was definitely the blackberry lemonade. It's made with a blackberry whiskey and lemonade, and then we muddle fresh blackberries in the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the folks that you're hiring, are they, you know, really into knowing about mixology, or are you training all of this along the way as well?
We have such a great mixture. You know, we do. We have, you know, some of our bartenders, when they started, had never really bartended. So we, you know, we start them small, beer and wine. Then we move them on to cocktails. And, you know, we train them. We show them. We also take advice from them. A lot of them have been in the industry for a long time. So we get great feedback on, you know, what works, what doesn't. And it just, I feel like we all just work together so well that it just, we all mesh. We all work well. Most of us are friends outside of work. So it's just like one big family that just comes together and helps make this business a success, really.
I mean, that's what it feels like when you guys are at events. I mean, yeah. you know, you kind of just become part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you said you get advice. Anything that kind of like rang out when you were responding to that, like the advice that you've gotten from your employees?
Nothing that really stands out, because I feel like every event is so different, you know, and your crowd is going to make the event, you know. You've got some events where it's all really young, so you've got some that are, you know, a mixture. It's like you kind of have to cater to everyone. So nothing that really stands out right now, but I think just, you know, back to the customer service. They're going to tell me what people are happy about and what they're not happy about, and in turn that's going to help us, you know, try to make people happy.
Yeah, that's very cool that you offer that avenue for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So, you are deciding to open this business. Has there been a moment that you were just like, oh my God, I did it. Like, here I am. Like, what was that moment like?
I feel like I was so busy the first couple of years, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. So I'm going to say probably towards the end of 2023.
Wow.
Is really so when recently. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is, it's almost like you're speechless, because, you know, you have this in your mind, like, oh, I'm just going to do this. It's going to be a side hustle. I'm going to go do a few weddings or friends of family, you know, kind of deal. And it's like, I'm not exaggerating, that first year in business, you know, the first 20 events we did, it was like, it just spread like wildfire. It's like venue owners started calling other venue owners and telling them, hey, you need to check these guys out. You know, wedding coordinators were giving their clients our information. It's just like, I just started getting calls and emails, and it was like I couldn't keep up some days. And I think that I was so busy the first couple of years that I never really sat and like let it sink in until this year. It's like this year I kind of have stepped back, and I'm trying not to work every week, and I'm trying to handle, you know, the behind the scene things more, and also be there for my kids and their sports more. So I think that's when I had time to sit and go, oh my gosh, this is big.
Yeah.
Know? Wow. And we're averaging 200 events a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a lot, you
know? That's almost one a day.
Oh, yeah. There's days, you know, over 2023, there was days where we would have six events going on in one day. And it's like, someone asked me, "What do you got a wedding tonight?" And I'm like, yeah, I got six. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're in Lafayette. We're, you know, we're in Bloomington. We're in Shelbyville. We're in Indy. We're in Lisdon. We're in Fortville. And then, or the, you know, the feedback where it's like, I'll have someone come in the bar at Cagney's. I saw your crew in Fortville, Indiana, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, we're all over the place, you know?
I love that. So I know you have the one truck or van.
We have three.
Oh, now that's what I was going to ask.
So we have
three,
and I'm
now
actually, as soon as I leave here, going to buy a fourth.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations!
Thank you.
That is so cool.
To be honest with you, that's the only thing that holds us back from doing more events because we have the staff, we have the equipment. It's the transportation. You know, we're known for full service. We're known for you want an event with a bar, you don't have to do anything but pick the menu with us. We, you know, we're catering in all that alcohol, ice, cups, kegs, mobile draft system, a big tote full of decor to decorate the bar, you know, your menu, everything. I mean, it's a lot. That's one piece of advice when I have people that say, are you hiring? I'm like, well, can you lift a keg? Can you carry all this heavy? You know, it's not, we're not just showing up and serving and smiling. Like, it's a lot of physical work and people have no idea. It's a 12-hour day for us for one event.
It's probably a lesson in entrepreneurship just for your staff.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, that's start to finish. That's stuff that I don't really see a lot of people doing the start to finish. It's, you know, like the show up and do the fun part or just be the hard part or, you know, but having it all together. And getting it together and keeping a smile on and having a tucked-in shirt.
And making people happy.
And making people happy. I mean, you guys really are just on point. Like, I am very impressed. I love seeing your social media out there. I love seeing you guys getting out outside of Shelbyville, honestly, because it's like, yes, hello.
Yeah.
So, anyway, tell us, how can we contact you? How can people find you? What do we need to know to get to you to book an event?
I would say the easiest way is to call me just because I have so many people contact me from so many different outlets. I mean, I have messages on Instagram and I have emails and calls and texts and, you know, they're trying to go through WhatsApp. I say just call. If you want to book an event, either call or go through our website. Our website has a wonderful intake program. It kind of just gets a little basic information from you, like what your event is, when it is, how many guests, like kind of what you want. So I can see that information ahead of time, and then I would reach out and we would schedule, you know, a consultation and talk about, you know, what your needs are and what we can do to get you there on what your budget is. Like, we're so flexible as far as forming a package that's going to fit what you need. So I would say either call 317-512-6865 or go to bourbonsandbrewsbartending.com. I would say that's probably the best way.
Well, thank you so much. You have been an amazing guest.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to do it again. Next time you're going to be like, well, I can't make it, but my PR rep.
Yeah, I'll send you someone.
I'll send you someone. You'll have someone handling the handling. And thank all of you for tuning in. Remember to click those like, share, follow, and subscribe buttons on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. You will find us at In Business Shelby County. Make it a good day.